I'm very happy now to welcome to the show Karen Kane. She's the director of Street Homeless Animal Project, which is having its fundraiser this Sunday, the 26th of June, from 3 to 6. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. And Ben Swan and Bill Hutchison are here. They're from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And Ben, as you know, as many of you know, writes also about animals and animal-related topics. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mary Charlotte. Thanks
for
having
us.
Good to see you all back.
We're B&B, by the way.
That's right. We realize that.
Ben and Bill.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, a very nice drink.
That's true.
It's also a place to stay when you need a bed and breakfast.
We're relaxing and refreshing in every way.
But let's talk about homeless animals, among other things.
Karen's project is so awesome. Her project is so awesome.
I know. It's the Street Homeless Animal Project, and we've actually talked about it once before on this show.
We have.
And what? Tell us, remind us what it's about.
Again, what we do is we work with human street homeless people and their companion animals. And we spay and neuter licenses, vet care, emergencies, food, anything that anyone needs out there on the street.
Tell us about the relationship between homeless people and their pets. I mean, probably everybody listening has seen somebody with their unusually calm dog.
It's true. What they do, Ben, jump in and help me out here.
Sure. The homeless people who are homeless and with their animal companions, they give them a sense of purpose, essentially. What I found, what I've heard from Karen talk about, these people who really had nothing in their lives until all of a sudden usually they find them just on the street or as they're going from town to town, a puppy or another dog, a stray dog will just connect with them. And all of a sudden, this person who didn't have a sense of purpose in life before now has a sense of purpose and takes care of the animal, starts loving this animal, realizing that love is possible. And through that way, really can turn his life around. Karen's met lots of people who have been able to turn their lives around just because all of a sudden they found that they had to take care of a dog or a cat and they
is
had to find
right?
a place.
And I think the most important thing is that we all need somebody. And so what Ben is saying, the sense of purpose, and for many of these folks, they have no one else. This is their family, this companion animal. It's so important, the bond between the two of them.
It's so interesting from the shelter standpoint. You know, I was thinking about this when we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. One of the things that we always look for when we're looking at a potential adopter is how much time are you going to really be able to spend with this animal that you're adopting from the shelter? And I think one of the things that we've seen on our end over and over and over is that the people who are living homeless with their animals, they've got contact with their animals 24/7. I mean, in an ideal world, that's what we're looking for shelter adoptees. But we've got these folks have it built into their lives already in so many ways that they're able to spend an incredible amount of time with the animal. And for the animal and the human, that companionship is, that's it. That's everything that you're looking for to do. So I think what she's providing with the resources to back that up is really just sort of the icing on a cake of a relationship that's the thing that all of us sitting at this table wish we could do.
And, of course, the animals often provide protection for a person living, you know, perhaps more dangerous life than many of us who are safe inside our houses at night and so on.
It's true. Right. So it provides more than the companionship, right?
So, you know, Karen's story is very interesting. She's a counselor and a homeless advocate. And as she was working with people, she happened to notice that a lot of these people had animals. And so she started carrying pet food in the back of her car. She started just handing out the pet food. And she realized what kind of a need there was for that. I mean, most people just, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of people just ignore these people who are homeless or just passing through. But Karen reached out for them and realized that by getting to the animal, she also gets to the person.
Right. And animals in so many contexts, particularly dogs, provide a point of entry for conversations and relationships with complete strangers. I mean, I certainly know this just from going to the dog park. You talk to all sorts of people you wouldn't have the reason to talk to otherwise.
That connection between, it brings people together.
One of the things I think that is most exciting to me from my standpoint of looking at this project is how many people really out there need that service. And, you know, we hear naysayers say from time to time, well, people who can't afford to take care of an animal shouldn't have an animal, whether they're homeless or not. Well, it's nonsense. That completely disavows the reality that people want companion animals in their lives. And whether they should or shouldn't, I mean, it's a silly question to debate. They do, and they need the resources. And it's not something historically that the shelter has always been able to provide. It's been a real empty spot in this community until the advent of this organization, which is providing a profoundly important service to this group of people who really, really need it.
Well, and that's what we've said, is that the reality is that these people are out there with these companion animals. So it's not an issue of should not. We have a moral and ethical obligation to help each other out. Two-legged, four-legged, it's a reality. So we can't ignore that. We have a responsibility.
You know, I've always balked at the term companion animal as opposed to pet. But I think this is the context in which it's most useful. I mean, this is a real, true companion animal.
Truly,
as opposed
I agree.
To a pet.
Absolutely.
Karen twists that phrase a little bit. She calls it humans and non-humans or non-human.
Human
friends.
Animals and non-human animals.
Right.
Really.
Absolutely.
We're all animals. We're different species.
So the Street Homeless Animal Project is having an event. It's a fundraising event. Summer Under the Tent at the Santa Cafe at 231 Washington Avenue this Sunday from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. There's a silent auction. There's hors d'oeuvres. There's wine and treats. Are we talking about liver treats?
Maybe.
Unfortunately, dogs aren't allowed, but it should be a lot of fun for a lot of people. And a lot of great people have really benefited or tried to, you know, encourage and support the project. You know, Karen operates on a shoestring budget like most nonprofits, and she's really trying to build up support for it. And through this fundraiser, which is the very first one that they've had, she's hoping to be able to expand the program, really offer what she thinks is a very critical need in the community, which is temporary shelter for people who might have, you know, like if it's cold or if people are incarcerated or in the hospital, what do they do with the dogs? You know, she wants to find a place for them to keep them safe until that person is healthy enough or is able to reunite with the animal. And that's really about keeping family together.
So if people want to go to this event, they can call 505-690-4706. You can also, if you don't want to or can't go to the event, you can still call that number and make a donation. And Karen Kane is the director of this wonderful organization. It's just great to have you back on the show, and
thanks
for doing what you do.
Thanks so much.
Now let's talk about the animal shelter and what's going on over there.
Lots of fun things. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to see the All for Friends one-stop pet adoption center, but it's a very cool place. It's right next to the low-cost spay and neuter clinic, wellness clinic, right in between, and Look What the Cat Dragged In, that really awesome resale store. It's between Kohl's and Outback Steakhouse. Anyway, the All for Friends, we started this month, really, and it's a place where you can, you know, you don't have to go to the shelter. There's dogs and cats there. It's a fun place. The people who work there are a lot of fun, and it's just a great opportunity for people who, it's just another place for people to view beautiful, adoptable pets.
It's our little boutique adoption center. You know, some folks, I personally don't think the shelter is all that far out. But, yeah, of course, there are some people who don't want to make the drive. So what we've done is in this lovely little area that we've turned into, and you really have to see it to believe it, there's a tiny little cat farmhouse inside.
Which we call the Scratching Post.
Which we call the Scratching Post. And these wonderful old sort of Old West fences where we can keep our dogs. And these are
our
canine corral. These are hand-picked.
I hear a theme.
There's a theme.
That's right.
We were going to make everybody wear Western-themed clothes, but they just wouldn't do it.
No, I think the sound of their boot heels clicking across the floor scared them.
The spurs.
But these animals are carefully chosen out of the animals we have for adoption at the shelter. These are sort of our creme de la creme. So if you want to have sort of this magnificent pre-selected selection to see the very cutest that there are to offer at the shelter, this is our greatest hits. This is our best of album.
You take the cutest ones and you put them in the smaller?
Well, we take some of the cutest ones.
All of them are cute.
You can't fit all the cutest ones into our little adoption center, Mary Charlotte. It's sort of, you know, the old pet stores when I was a kid.
She would only want dachshunds anyway. There'd
be hundreds
of dachshunds and Jack Russell Terriers.
Yeah, exactly. Just dachshunds and Jack Russell.
Let's get rid of those cats. Put those Jack Russell Terriers in there.
If you imagine the old style pet stores, you know, that we've wisely abandoned in so many parts of this country.
Yeah.
What we've done is taken the idea of it, which was lovely if you didn't know the back end of the story. We've taken the idea of that and made it a shelter animal pet store. So you can go in, you can get these supremely cute kittens and dogs and cats. There's your leashes, your bowls, your food, everything you need to walk out the door and get started with
including
this animal
the vaccinations,
in your life.
The microchip.
Well, that's
the
what's great about the fact that the clinic is right there, too.
Right.
So
you're street legal out the door.
They are street legal, but if you always wanted, you could always bring them back for checkups and things like that at the LVC clinic right next door, the wellness clinic, so which is an awesome thing to have.
Would you like to talk about any specific cute critters?
Already?
Hey, Charlotte, how surprising you asked.
Look at this one, Mary Charlotte.
Ben is holding up a picture of a very, very cute cat.
Closer to the microphone.
Oh, yeah,
the
that's
listeners
it. Yeah.
Can't see it.
It's, well, a black, Cleo, it's a black cat with green
Cleo's
eyes.
Cleo's awesome. This is a completely black, domesticated, medium-haired cat. And he likes other cats, but he's still a little shy around humans. So we're looking for really a special person who can kind of draw him out of his shell. He doesn't like to be touched right now, but I think that's just something that will pass with the right person. Cleo, he's a very, very awesome cat.
Is Cleo a good mouser?
Oh, you know.
It depends on the mouse.
Yeah.
It's really, Cleo takes to some mice. I think she had a couple of pet mice at one point. But
I have a
robot-operated really
mouse.
And they lived in
really
a mouse
funny.
Pad.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
That my dogs have destroyed. The robot-operated mouse so I could chase around the house with them.
Good heavens.
You're going to have to get an armor-plated Jetson-style one. I brought my favorite dog, Mary Charlotte. This is Comet. He's about a year and a half. He's a lab chow mix. Call him my black shooting star. He's a really wonderful dog. He's goofy. He's fun. He is going to be an activity partner kind of dog. So if you are looking to get in shape, let this dog be your personal trainer, friends.
He's a little chunky, so he needs some
he
some
needs
exercise.
Help.
Yeah.
But he's a go-getter. He's dynamite. He likes other dogs. If you have a dog and you want to introduce him to a dog pal, bring him on in. We'll do a meet and greet at the shelter and let them get to know each other and do everything that they do and make sure that it's going to be a good fit. Comet is, he's a wonderful dog, about 60 pounds. He's going to be a buddy.
He's super cute.
Yes.
So what else is happening at the shelter?
Well, thank you for mentioning that. We have some really great things going on right now, especially with adoptions. Like through the month of June, cats, as we said before, cats are completely free except for just minimum charge for...
Wait, are you saying there's no adoption fee for
there's
cats?
There's no adoption
Benjamin?
Fee at all.
for cats 6 months and older, there's
exactly.
No adoption fee.
Yes.
I'm just shocked by that, Mary
Charlotte.
Shocked,
I tell
delighted.
You.
Shocked to find there's cats in this establishment.
Yes. It's true.
So you can walk in, get a cat, walk out, but you have to be approved.
Well, yeah. They're definitely for everything, you know, we want to make
we'll
sure that...
We'll help you find a good match, make sure it's
exactly.
The right cat for you. And then with the licensing and microchip fee, you are on your way with your magnificent new cat.
Street legal cats. Spayed, neutered, and ready to go. Ready
Excellent.
To scratch on the scratching post.
There's some that are. There's a handful of them that have gotten some early driving lessons. Nobody's got a license yet, but I think if you're looking for a Tunces style cat,
yes.
Then you're going to be in good shape. We've got some good cats that are already.
They've got their learner's permits.
Good for an automatic, not necessarily if you're a stick shift driver. You can also check out some of our, we have some specials on our bully breeds, some great adoption prices on these wonderful pit bulls and pit bull mixes that are at our shelter.
They're not really bullies.
They're not bullies.
No. They're gentle.
In fact,
it's the nature of a pit bull often that they get a bit bullied. But you can check out all of our cats and dogs on the website at sfhumanesociety.org and these awesome adoption specials. And always our adoption specials are on there. You can follow our Twitter feed.
Yes,
look
we just started
Facebook.
Twitter. It's fun thing to do.
Ben and I have been tweeting all week.
All week.
We've been doing it mostly just so we could say we've been tweeting.
What are you doing?
When
you tweet, how do the cats react to the sound?
They bat at it. They bat right at the keyboard while you're doing it.
They have a lot of fun with it. And I have a lot of fun tweeting just whatever comes to my mind that
it's
has to do with
shocking.
Animals.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. And the other thing is I wanted to invite everyone to the Gay Pride Parade on Saturday.
This Saturday already?
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Time
flies.
Us too.
Time flies. So the shelter will be there. I'll be wearing a funny costume, a dog costume, I think.
You can look at our Facebook to see Ben previewing it.
I was trying it on. It's going to be very hot, but I think I can do it. Anyway, so we'll be walking.
We're bringing our gay and our gay-friendly animals to the parade to walk. So
straight but not narrow. No, wait. Narrow but
I
not.
Have
no,
a,
wait.
I have a bisexual terrier, truly.
We believe that, you know, I don't get into that kind of questioning thing, you know, because, you know, it's just whatever.
Ben has a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Right. That's a good policy with all of your companion animals. So if people want to...
So we'll
show up. They can just show up at Gay Pride. What time is Gay Pride start?
I think the parade kicks off at 11 from the Para building.
We'll be there around 9:30
with
our dogs.
We will be slotted in there somewhere.
Yeah, and we'll
be. So it's basically a surreptitious pet parade. Stuck into a non-fiesta
Anytime we can do that, we'll bring some pets along.
That's it.
So we'll be there. We'll be passing out lots of fun things, and everybody can pet the dogs that come with us. And we'll have a little wagon. If they get tired, they can jump on there. And so it'll just be a fun time. And
wagging on the wagon.
The wagging trail.
Right.
Sorry.
And lock your doors when you drive away, or we're going to be putting dogs in there for you to take home.
Now, that's not true, Bill.
Fair warning.
No, they have to be approved.
Exactly.
We're going to be trailing behind them to do the counseling and then helping them into the yard.
Bill Hutchison and Ben Swan are with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and we won't forget to mention Look What the Cat Dragged In, which is the wonderful thrift store, the satellite clinic where you can get all sorts of basic veterinary activities done, like spaying and neutering and heartworm testing and things like that. Ben also writes about animals for the Santa Fe New Mexican. Karen Kane, director of Street Homeless Animal Project. Once again, the number to make a donation or go to the fundraiser this Sunday at 3 o'clock at Santa Cafe. The phone number is 505-690-4706. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you all back on the show.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.